The Gap and the Gain, The High Achiever's Guide to Happiness, Confidence, and Success by Dan Sullivan, founder of Strategic Coach with Dr. Benjamin Hardy. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains quotes from Dan Sullivan with additional thoughts on finding the gaps and turning them into gains. You will also find the dedications from myself and Dan, as well as the end notes, references, acknowledgments, and the About the Author sections from the print edition. The PDF should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Introduction: Why Most People Aren't Happy. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Thich Nhat Hanh. Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and Americans have been unhappy ever since. One specific phrase has come to define American culture and psychology: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Even as a young man, Jefferson struggled with the idea of happiness. He believed we should aspire to it, but that its actual attainment was likely impossible. In 1763, the 20-year-old Jefferson wrote a letter to a college classmate, John Page. He shared a recent experience of being rejected by a woman. "Perfect happiness, I believe, was never intended by the deity to be the lot of one of his creatures in this world, but that he has very much put in our power the nearness of our approaches to it is what I have steadfastly believed." The pursuit of an unreachable happiness was part of Jefferson's credo. This philosophy was the basis of his thinking not only as a romantically inclined youth, but also as a middle-aged man who was envisioning the principles of a new nation. What Jefferson didn't realize is, with that single statement in the Declaration of Independence, he framed the experience of happiness as unattainable. That notion would go on to shape the culture of America. By saying that happiness is something we're pursuing, the direct implication is that we don't have it now. You don't pursue something you already have. Even when we've already achieved something great, this pursuing keeps happiness always up ahead and around the corner. Happiness is after the next achievement. Happiness is somewhere in the distant future. Happiness is out there, but happiness is never here. If you think this is a stretch, a recent poll found that only 14% of American adults say they're very happy. I'm not blaming all American unhappiness on one of America's most important founding fathers, but ideas can create culture and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?